It's time to catch up with Lee Watts from the Scone Neighbourhood Centre to find out what they're up to at the moment. Lee, how are you doing?
Oh, really well. How are you, Andrew?
Very well, thank you. I believe you're on the move.
We are. We're getting ready. Not many boxes being packed yet, but we're looking to move early December at 289 Kelly Street, which is next door to Elizabeth Park. Very, very excited about it, Andrew, and we will be co-locating with the visitor centre there for a while and also opening a cafe.
Wow, it's all happening there at the Scone Neighbourhood Centre, so you'll be able to look at that beautiful statue every day as well.
Absolutely. It's a glorious setting there, so yeah, it'll be a little bit better than looking at an overgrown tree in front of my window.
Well, congratulations, Lee. Now, coming up, heading into Christmas, you got a reverse advent calendar.
We have. Now, what this is about, and people can pick this up, a flyer from either the neighbourhood centre or the reject shop. It's about from the 1st of November, the community have been gathering one item per day, putting it in a box, and at the beginning of December, they'll bring that in, and those items, those food items mostly, will go into our care packages, and which are for Christmas, to hand out to our most vulnerable. So we'll be creating those Christmas hampers with those items. So like November the 1st is a can of spaghetti, and November 2nd, long life custard. So people have been going through the calendar and actually putting them aside, and they'll bring them in December. So really excited, and the community are really behind us as always.
Well, there's definitely one thing everybody around the Upper Hunter does, and that is give generously when the time arrives. And also, I believe Jolly St Nick's going to be there as well.
He has. As usual, we have been in touch with Santa. Now, Santa's able to come this year. I think last year we had a little bit of issue with COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't able to visit, but he's double vaxxed this year, and he's ready with his reindeer. So we will have dates starting from Tuesday the 7th of December right through to the 22nd of December. We will have our lovely scene that we have every year and our Christmas chair. So we're encouraging people to support us. Come along, you know, the kids to meet Santa, tell him what they'd like for Christmas. That will be at our new premises as well. We'll get those flyers out and about, and it'll be on Facebook as well. So Santa photos, as always.
A great reason to visit you at the new location in Kelly Street. And before I let you go, you've got the upcoming council election. If you don't mind me saying, you're a long-time councillor for the Upper Hunter Shire Council. You're putting your hand up again to run again. What do you get out of being a part of the council, Lee?
That's a good question. Look, I think the big thing is the people. It's all about community and being able to help or support or advocate for the needs of the people across the Shire. And, so that's what it's to me. You can't go around saying, you know, there's big ticket items and there's dollars here, because you're a team of people in council, but you certainly can listen and follow through on everyone's concerns and do the best job you can do.
And do you think it's important to have diverse views on a council?
Absolutely. If we had nine people that were all the same, we wouldn't be putting the views across of the people. I think the more diverse a council is, the more opportunity people have to come and, you know, be approachable, so that people can come and talk to you. And those views are then nutted out on council, talked about, and getting the best results that we can for the community.
All right. Well, good luck with the upcoming election and the move. I think I'm busy that day. I won't be able to help you. Is that all right?
Oh, what a shame. I was hoping for a little bit of help. With the 100-metre stand back, I'm not sure anybody will be able to help, Andrew. It's made it a little bit difficult. But, thank you anyway.
No worries. Lee, thanks for joining us as always on 2NM.
Thank you very much.